CinemaObsessed.com, Lights, Camera, Obsession.
Welcome to the Cinema Obsessed podcast.
Synob speak, my people.
We have a very special guest with us today.
Very special.
She's our number one fan.
She is the biggest supporter of the podcast ever.
And we are so excited to have her. Jen, say hello.
Hello.
And we're also very sorry that this fell by the wayside and we haven't done an episode in forever.
It's true. It's been a while. We were on hiatus.
Did you miss us?
I did. I'm waiting for the Halloween one yet.
Oh, shit.
Aw. We're a little late for that, eh? But we're making it in time for our Christmas episode.
We spent the whole Halloween season perfecting my Avatar makeup, so we didn't have time for a podcast.
All right, so like always, we're just going to fire off some titles and just shoot the shit. And Jen's with us for it! Woo! Yay!
Where was it starting?
Jen, we're going to give you the floor. You go ahead and kick it off.
Can I make a request, though?
Sure.
I want to first hear about the one that you're always telling us about.
Yes.
Is it a donkey or is it a rabbit?
No, it is called Nestor the Long-Eared Christmas Donkey.
Donkey. It is, in fact, a donkey.
Nestor.
Yeah. Go. It is from Rankin Bass in, like, 1977.
Wow. Awesome.
And I even dug up a little synopsis thingy, because I know nobody will have any idea what it is.
She did her research, folks.
Oh,
go.
My God,
I did for this one, because I was like, prepared. Nobody will have any sweet clue.
Well, I'm really excited you're going to talk about it, but you go ahead and start off with whatever you like.
Okay, here's basically what I found on IMDb. The synopsis was, back in the days of the Roman Empire, a small donkey is born with very long ears that it keeps getting him into trouble. When his owner throws him out of the stable in disgust, his mother sacrifices her life to save him from a blizzard. And guided only by his guardian, Cherub, whose name is Tilly, he has found his rightful place in destiny somehow on the road to Bethlehem.
It's religious! Holy
it's
shit!
It's religious, but not even close. It doesn't make any sense to any story.
Okay, is it animated? Is it, like, claymation, or...?
Yeah, it's like the stop-motion Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh,
it's
wow.
The same style. But it's a really weird movie.
Do you own it on DVD? Does it exist on DVD?
Oh, yeah. It does exist on DVD. It came in, like, a 10-pack of Christmas movies.
Oh, so it's not quite known enough to get its own exclusive DVD.
Oh, no.
But, you know...
And the only reason I own the rest of them is because I wanted that one movie.
That's funny. Since all the Christmas movies came out at Walmart and you know, HMV and all the stores with DVDs, I've been looking for it because the Rudolph ones are out and everything, and I haven't seen it.
I can't remember. I'm looking around my apartment here and I can't find the box. I think it's like classic Christmas movies. It does have the like the Grinch on it and stuff like that, so it's like Disc 2 or something.
I'm gonna eBay that.
Interesting. Yeah, we've been looking all over for a donkey movie.
It's on YouTube if you really look for it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well,
after Didn't this, think... we're doing it. How did you come upon such an obscure movie?
My godmother made us watch it every year at Christmas for her Christmas party. We would all sit around and I would cry every single year. It is depressing for the first 27 minutes of the movie. In the past, like, 2 minutes, it's a happy song and you're like, oh, it's happy, fine.
Musical also?
There's a few songs, but okay. Not
really. Are they original numbers?
Oh, yeah, they're original numbers. It's all about... There's a whole song just about Nestor and how everybody teases him.
Amazing.
It's like someone was trying to compete with Rudolph, because Rudolph wasn't accepted for his nose, and then they were like, let's make a fucking donkey.
His ears are too goddamn long.
It was even the same people. They were competing with themselves.
Oh, God. They're like, we can do better. Buddy. Not really.
That classic donkey Christmas movie.
Somehow about Mary and Joseph. Not really. He can refer to Bethlehem.
The donkey of Bethlehem.
Interesting. What else you got for us, Jen?
My second favorite has got to be Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh! That's on my list.
Oh.
Good, because I can quote this movie for like 10 minutes.
That is the best one. And you know, again, all the Christmas movies are out. You can buy the Muppet Christmas movie for like $10 or so. But the Muppet Christmas Carol is like $20, $25.
Yeah.
I got lucky and got it a few years ago at Zellers.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
I walked through Zellers and I was like, Muppet Christmas Carol, and I bought it.
It's awesome.
That's awesome.
And Michael Caine, like, they got some serious actors, right?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite roles he does.
Forget Cider House Rules. Fuck that shit. No. Muppet Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol.
Did you see it when you were really young and, like, watch it every year, kind of nostalgic thing?
Oh, yeah. We had the VHS, one of our whole 10 movies we owned. And, in fact, another Christmas movie. I think we own 2 Christmas movies and Back to the Future and Jurassic Park, and that's about it.
But that's a pretty sweet collection, even though it's small.
That was my dad.
Jen, I gotta ask you, just ballpark figure, how many DVDs are in your collection?
I would say at least 100.
Good girl.
That's good.
Good girl.
I'm looking at it going, it's all cheesy movies.
Us too. Awesome. Do you dig through the bins and look for the bargains like we do?
Oh, I do.
Sweet.
Big time.
Awesome.
Now I just need to make a Christmas list and I'll be good to go.
We're still adding. You know, like, we have, between the two of us, we probably have about 4,000 movies, and I'm not even exaggerating.
No.
And we're still building our Christmas collection. I only the other day first picked up Miracle on 34th Street, the original. I hadn't owned that one, if you can believe that.
No. More importantly, you just picked up A Christmas Story.
Yes.
And
I haven't seen that.
Watch it, Jen. Okay, watch it.
Chantal hadn't seen it, and for the first time ever, we watched it last night. Yeah. I had seen it only once several years ago, and I did love it, but the fact that she hadn't seen it, I was like, we're putting it on immediately.
And it takes a little while to get into, because if it doesn't have that nostalgic feeling for you, you know, it's kind of just bizarre, and it takes a little bit, but let me tell you, I was glad I stuck with it. It was hilarious.
See, that's the same with Nestor. I forced people to watch it last weekend, and they're going, what is it, a shit?
Yes, she said shit! Woo!
My friend was like, his eyes are all fucked up. What is this? She's like, I can't watch this anymore.
I mean, I'm sure you know, sometimes you can't watch movies with certain people or groups of people because they just don't get it. Where you're like, this is supposed to be crappy. That's why I love it.
Since you were a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, what was it? I was trying to watch, is this movie called The Lost Skeleton of Cadavra? Mm-hmm. And it's a spoof of, like, 50s B-movies with aliens and monsters and all kinds of things thrown in. And it's black and white, and it's one of the best spoofs ever. It just does such a good job of, like, capturing that time period. But as a person with a brain, I knew I was watching a spoof. Mm-hmm. And I happened to watch it with a room full of morons, and they were like, they thought they were watching a 50s B-movie. And I was like, this is, like, 2004, dumbasses. Like, you don't appreciate it because you think it's real. I'm like, you would appreciate why I showed it to you if you understood it was a spoof. But I'm getting off track because that's not Christmassy at all.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Lost Skeleton.
Sorry.
Well, that depends when you watched it. Was it this month? Because then it is Christmassy.
Oh, my God. Well, then everything's fair game, eh?
Yeah, if you watch it in December, it's a Christmas movie.
We watched Carrie this afternoon.
Oh, God.
It was just on TV.
Okay, maybe not.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Psychos. All right. I think let's throw out a couple titles, maybe a couple that perhaps Jen has not seen.
Okay. I would venture that she has not seen Beauty and the Beast, The Enchanted Christmas.
I seen that years and years ago, and I can't remember it. But I know I've seen it.
It's a gem, and it is hard to find, I'll tell you that right now. We had it on VHS forever, ended up losing it, and then found it on DVD in a video store. It was a used copy, so we lucked out because we got it for $5. But we've been trying to find it on YouTube, and it was about $30 to $40. No matter
on YouTube, you mean on eBay?
I mean on eBay.
Since when did YouTube start charging? Damn.
That's coming on
eBay.
Yeah,
you're an asshole.
So it's like a sequel, but it's not because it takes place during the Christmas season in the first movie. So it's like saying this is what you didn't see, but this was happening.
Right.
So this is what happened in between the snow fight.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It's like they're still hitting each other, but they're warming up and love is blossoming.
Yeah.
Even though they won't admit it. And the villain is an organ up in the attic, and it's voiced by Tim Curry.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah, he was scary.
He always plays really weird, villainy people.
Yes.
Yeah. It had great special features, too.
It was only this last time that we rewatched it that we realized it was Tim Curry, and then, of course, we appreciated it so much more.
You got to sing, and it was good.
It was great. What else?
I don't know. Jen, your turn. Back and forth. Jen,
sure.
Give us one.
Surviving Christmas.
Oh.
With Ben Affleck.
That was just on TV last night. Did you notice that?
I have no cable. I live in a sad world.
All righty then.
It was on TV last night, and I had never heard of it. And Chantal was like, "What? It's the one where he pays the family to be his family or whatever."
With James Gandolfini. That was a good. That was pretty decent, actually.
Yep. And I can't find it on DVD anywhere. I've been searching for like 2 years, and I'm like, "Where is it?"
I'm gonna look through my collection. I may have it. If I have it, I'm gonna send it to you. Okay.
Because it's fun watching Ben Affleck act like he's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Like, different role for him, for sure. And
but we had a whole conversation last night about actors doing Christmas movies and how risky it must be for their careers.
Because nobody's heard of this one, so it didn't do well.
Yeah, it's very it's very few that people, like, I mean, Jingle All the Way, it's not that respected of a role for what's-his-face, right. Schwarzenegger, and there's a lot of crap ones that come out, and it's like
Deck the Halls.
They're only enjoyable.
Oh, don't get me started on Deck the Halls.
Let's get started. Go.
I seen that in theaters with a few friends, and by the end of the movie, we're going, seriously, why the fuck did anybody do this? It was awful.
Oh no,
Matthew Broderick.
And I like Matthew Broderick, but oh my god.
Yeah.
I was like, you can go somewhere now.
But Surviving Christmas, so you'd recommend it? Because I haven't seen it.
I would, because I enjoy it. I think it's funny. Mm-hmm. Plus, it has Catherine O'Hara. She likes Christmas movies, apparently.
Yes,
love her. True. I'll see anything she's in.
That's true, eh? That's a couple for her.
Home Alone and...
Yeah.
True. Hey, that's true.
Yeah.
She likes playing the mom.
Good one, Jen. Good one. Awesome. How about... Scrooged. You ever seen Scrooged?
I'm in trouble with this one because I know I should see it, and I haven't.
Okay. Bill Murray. It's basically just a more recent, mind you, it is 1980s, but it's a quote-unquote recent take of, you know, the classic Christmas Carol story, where he's visited by three ghosts. But the modern aspect of it works so well in this movie, and it is fairly timeless. Like, I can watch it now and not necessarily feel like I'm watching some old, you know, cheesy 80s movie.
And it's fun because there's a Christmas Carol within the Christmas Carol, because he's like a hardened, angry TV producer, and throughout the movie, I mean, the movie's only takes place over like a day and a half, 2 days maybe max, and throughout that time he's producing like a live TV version of a Christmas Carol. So it's like you get to watch a Christmas Carol within a Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm.
I keep seeing it at the video store and I'm like, I should buy this. And I keep forgetting because I'm going, I'm doing the Christmas special. I know they're going to mention it.
You won't regret it. And you know what? Still, even though I'm 24, parts of it scare me. It's scary.
Yeah.
Because like the ghost of, it was the future, right? Christmas future. He's like a grim reaper. And he scared the shit out of me as a kid. And I just can't shake it. Every time I watch it, I'm like, I don't want to.
Like Muppet Christmas Carol. That thing is fucking freaky.
Yeah.
But the ghost, awesome. The ghost of the past is like this scummy cab driver, New York cab driver. The Christmas present is, oh God, what's her name? She's so funny. She played...
Carol Kane.
Yes, Carol Kane plays the ghost of Christmas present, and she's like a fairy.
Oh, it's like so
beats
funny.
Beats
the
shit out of him.
Really, check it out, Jen. You won't be sorry. But
I will definitely have to at some point.
All right, what else you got on your list?
This one I just discovered apparently is a TV movie, but I'm mentioning it anyways. It's called Eloise at Christmas Time. It's live action, and it has Julia Roberts pretending she's drunk and can't sing. It's funny.
Wow. Okay.
She's drunk off of eggnog decorating a tree, and I laugh every time. She can't sing. Why are you sounding like you can't?
Eloise, interesting. I haven't seen that one.
Wasn't Eloise a cartoon?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the character, but I haven't seen that one. So it's made for TV, you said, right?
Yeah, I found out it was made for TV, but I mean, it's live action. I quite enjoy it. I fast forward to one certain part of the movie and continue from there. And when Eloise and Bill are playing on the piano, and I get excited every time I watch it.
Who does Julia Roberts play?
She plays Eloise's grandmother.
Grandmother?
Grandmother.
Yes, grandmother.
Wow. Interesting.
Julia Roberts.
It's made in 2003, so it's not that old.
Right.
Wow. A grandmother, that's gotta be a
piqued my interest. I want to watch it. Have you ever seen it for sale anywhere?
No, it's another one that, thank God, is on YouTube.
YouTube or eBay, depending on where you're looking for movies.
Because YouTube charges an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
Shit. Well, I'm sure that one's coming.
Okay, I'm going to go for one of the ones I said. It's not a Christmas movie, but it has a very memorable Christmas scene. And that's Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it starts off in the snow, right? Right. And then I'm just... It's such a great Christmas scene where he's carving the snow angel, and it's snowing, and the father is stapling the foam snow to the roof,
yes.
And she's got the tree, and no one's coming to their party. It's just such a good
Yeah. I also scene. Enjoy in that movie the Christmas scene where Vincent Price is giving him a gift. Is that not also Christmas time? Pretty much like the opening scene where he's giving him the hands.
Is it a Christmas gift?
I feel like it might have been. I don't know.
I haven't seen this movie either. I know.
Oh,
I know.
Jesus,
I like,
Christ.
Shut up! Oh, my God.
I feel sick.
Oh, man.
And I'm officially booted up.
Get off our show. Okay, so you immediately have to watch Edward Scissorhands and Scrooged.
It's classic. Oh, Edward Scissorhands. Please,
this
watch it.
This list is going to be longer than the Christmas movies I actually have seen.
You need to see that.
Another
classic.
Another good Christmas scene, but not Christmas movie, is in Bridget Jones. Do you remember it opens up with she's going to the turkey curry buffet?
Turkey curry buffet.
And everything in miniature, and the horrible sweaters, and
yes.
I enjoyed
Oh, our I Christmas. Love that. I love that. It's the first time she meets Mark Darcy.
And she gets the diary for Christmas.
Yes.
I'll have to see this too, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Just don't bother with the second one.
Yeah, Jen, don't do Bridget Jones 2, Edge of Reason. Waste of your time.
Stupid.
But the first one is totally classic. You need to watch it. And I think you will rewatch it over and over again. As we did.
Oh. Yeah, it's good. And there's also a flashback to her Christmas work party where she's doing karaoke and she's hammered.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Karaoke
is always good.
It's the only way to do karaoke.
Yeah.
You do it sober, that's never good.
No, because you look like more of a jackass if you try to do it sober.
That's true.
Very true.
That's true. Hit us up, Jen.
I'll go with The Grinch, the animated classic.
Okay.
But I have a story to go along with this one. I sadly did not see this movie until I was 15.
Wow.
I don't know how that happened, but basically, we were doing, for a Christmas concert, we were doing, like, The Grinch and, like, some arrangement thing. And, of course, the teacher goes, oh, well, you guys all know the songs, you know how it goes. And I went, I have never seen this. And my teacher was so mad, she's like, go home and watch it now. She's like, if you don't rent it tonight, she's like, I'm not letting you play anymore.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Wow.
Which, of course, then brought up the question, well, what movies did I watch? Was Nestor.
You
and,
were
of course,
a little different,
nobody knew.
You were the different kid in class.
I was the weirdo that hadn't seen The Grinch.
That's okay, because recently I heard of someone who'd never seen the Rudolph stop-motion animated one.
Oh, good, so I'm not as much of a loser then.
You have seen that one, though, right? With the elf?
Oh, yeah, I have that on DVD.
Okay, right. It's part of your big 10-pack or whatever?
No, actually, that one I have on its own.
Oh, really?
Special enough.
Oh, wow. So what were your thoughts on The Grinch when you finally saw it for the first time?
I love it. I watched it at least 2 or 3 times already this year.
Because I'll tell you what, we saw it when we were really, really young, and I have to say, it really freaked me out. I don't know if it's because I was a small child, just he really scared the shit out of me. Like, obviously the way that he looks and stuff, but the idea of him, you know, breaking and entering, and thieving, you know, stealing all this shit, even, like, he terrified me.
But yet, the idea of Santa breaking into your house is okay.
He's welcome. He's a welcome intruder.
He brings me shit. He doesn't take away my shit.
Not that you know.
He's good. He's fine. He's good to go.
I leave him treats.
Yeah.
Well, I really liked it. I love the music. I play that endlessly for the past, like, week.
I think this would be a good segue, then.
Yes.
Into, have you seen the live-action version with Jim Carrey?
Yes.
And what are your what are your thoughts on that?
Yes.
Yes?
That's what I'll say.
Okay, so it's a yes, or is it a
oh,
yeah?
Really? That's like, never make me watch it again.
Don't make you watch it again?
No, I seen it I don't remember what year that came out, but it wasn't too long after seeing the original, I'm like, man, this is bad.
Wow.
I did not like it at all.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I loved it. I thought he did such a good job, and the...
He was funny. He brought such a, like, a human element to it.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck
that means.
I thought he had
some good jokes.
Yeah, I thought he was really funny. He was, to me, the perfect comedian to take on that role, because...
And visually, the whole movie.
Yes. Yeah, everything.
Looked
yeah.
like a Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
I may have to watch it again. I seen it in theaters, and I'd only just seen the original Grinch, so I was like, eh, I like the original better, but...
You know, I mean, that was almost a decade ago, wasn't it? It was
yeah, probably.
Around 2000, 2001. So, I mean, if you're any, and I do truly believe that you're exactly like us, your synop brain develops over time, right? And
yeah.
especially
yeah.
in, I find especially in my 20s, so, and you're the same age as us.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking you should give it a rewatch, because you might feel differently about it.
I might. I'll have to definitely watch it again at some point.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's go from live action to stop motion and talk about The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Woohoo, this was on my list.
Good. So
I
it's
knew
not
it
a Halloween
be.
Movie, right? It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, my mom bought it as a Christmas movie. And after watching it, I'm going, this wasn't really the Christmas movie I think you were thinking it was going to be.
You gotta give it some time to get into it before he finds Christmasland?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like... We got it on VHS, like, when it came out, and Mom's like, oh, it's a Christmas movie, and I'm going, okay, sure, but I love it.
Well,
I bought the Blu-ray when it came out, I love it.
Classic.
Oh, are you a Blu-ray gal?
I have a few on Blu-ray, but that one I was like, you know what, I want as good quality as I can get of it, because I love it.
Is Blu-ray worth it? Like, what's the difference?
I find for Nightmare Before Christmas it's worth it. The rest of it, not really. It just looks a little bit better.
Hmm.
But it's not as bad as HD TVs, which I can't stand watching anything on because it looks so real it's fake.
Okay, right.
Yeah. You're looking at it going, this looks weird.
Chantel's processing that one.
I'm
so
processing.
Real it's fake. What?
So real it's fake. Aneurysm.
You
have
to see it. You can see like every tiny little crevice on somebody's face.
Yeah, I don't need to see your blackheads, thanks.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But Nightmare Before Christmas. Love it. Good soundtrack.
Love it.
Tim Burton.
Oh, love it.
We listen, I mean, all year round we listen to those songs in the car. Because
yeah.
we're...
Oh, I listen to it on the bus and I'm bopping along. I'm like, doo-doo.
Yeah. Yeah, all year round. Doesn't matter.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Gotta give it a rewatch at Christmas.
We only have it
Christmas,
on VHS.
Halloween.
And you know that DVD never goes under $30.
No, it's expensive.
Because Disney likes to take our money.
They know when it's a cult
oh,
favorite. And
those Disney fuckers.
The vault bastards.
Yeah, what's that shit? I feel like they're holding my movies hostage. It's wrong.
It's true.
You know?
Just give me Aladdin, goddammit. Just keep it on the shelf.
Yep.
Yep.
And how about make it so that I can also afford groceries for Christmas?
Yeah. Need to pay rent, or do I buy Beauty and the Beast special edition?
I did that. I bought it.
Did you really? The one that I was super psyched for, as soon as it came out on DVD, was Little Mermaid. I freaked out over that one.
I didn't end up buying it, and I kept meaning to, and I think it's gone now.
Yeah,
that's the
thing about the vault, Jen. You miss it, you're fucked for like 15 years.
But there's always titles like in the Disney animated section of Walmart that are there all year round.
And they're not as good.
And they're not as good. I mean, you can get like, you know, the Fievel movies or...
Yeah, which are great, don't get me wrong, but like, eh.
Rescuers, those are good. Actually, those aren't Disney.
Those aren't Disney, but they're in the same section.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. Okay.
Has anyone seen... Sorry.
Sorry.
What?
What?
Okay, I was just gonna ask if anyone other than me has seen Shrek the Halls.
I have not.
No.
It was pretty good. I can't remember specifically what happened, but it was like watching an actual Shrek movie, only it was capped off at an hour. But it was really good. So if you see like a Shrek movie and the Shrek the Halls comes with it,
mm-hmm.
it's worth it. It was good.
They play that on TV every year, don't they?
That's how I saw it. I saw it on
TV.
And it was good. It had musical numbers and there was a pretty good little ogre Christmas story.
And Jen,
good.
You're with me on this one, eh? You haven't seen it?
No, I haven't seen it. I want to, because I do like all the other Shrek movies. I was just kind of like, is it going to be the same, or is it going to be just crappy?
No, it's good. It doesn't ruin the Shrek franchise at all. It's really cute.
Oh, that's good.
Have you seen the most recent Shrek?
No, I haven't.
Good.
I haven't seen it yet.
You will love it. You will love it just as you love the others. I promise.
Do you own the Shrek movies? Because I can give you a great tip right now.
I own the first two.
Oh. Okay, well, for anyone listening who doesn't own any Shrek movies at Walmart right now, you can buy 1, 2, 3, and 4 in a special edition kit for, like, $32. Mm-hmm. Four. That's the one that just came out.
Walmart today.
Yeah, like, the fourth one on its own is, like, $26, around there. So, I mean, for $32, you can have all four, which is amazing. Yeah.
She's right. We're pimping Walmart. We should get paid by Walmart.
Yeah, no kidding.
We should.
No kidding. We'll send you a check, Jen, once we get to get on that. What's next?
You got one, Jen?
The Holiday.
Oh! I forgot to put that here!
Oh, no! How do you forget that movie?
Oh, The Holiday! And that one I can watch all year round.
All the time.
Oh, me too. Oh. I've done that a few times.
Oh, what do you want to say about it? Go.
Oh, I love it. I would have been with Jude Law, too, if I had that chance.
Yes.
Yep, I'd stay in England.
Yes, yes.
Even Jack Black, I'm like, yeah, I would be with you, too.
I know, I love Jack Black.
He's
so endearing.
Like, so cute.
Oh my God. This is you if you were a Melody. So cute. Yeah.
I mean, when Jack Black grazes her boob, it's funny. Yes. Did I just do that?
Yeah. Oh my God.
I like also when they're in the video store and he's humming like the scores to all the movies.
Are you embarrassed by this game I've started to play? I'm obsessed with this movie. I'm not kidding. I've seen it 1,000 times. I'm with you. I love it.
Oh, I love it.
Good one, Jen. I didn't think of that one.
It's one of the two chick flicks my mother likes.
Okay.
So I guess it would be a chick flick.
But here's the thing. I hate quote unquote chick flicks because they're designed to make you feel like garbage, you know? And I just want to watch movies and have fun and laugh, and I can do the rom-coms. Like, to me, that's the kind of chick flick that I love. This one is the perfect balance of like light comedy with a little bit of drama. Fucking great story.
Mm-hmm.
Two great love stories, believable couples,
chemistry. Yeah.
Yep.
Love it.
And you can see in the end, like, yeah, you actually would get together.
Yeah.
Speaking of...
And then they all come together at the end.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. That's in my perfect world. Happy ending world.
But I still can't help but go, well, really, what are you going to do next? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need the Holiday, too.
At least two of these characters that I have fallen in love with are going to have to, what, give up their lives where they were?
Yep.
Well, you never know. I mean, because her job, right, she could work anywhere, correct? She could really work anywhere.
She makes trailers.
And yeah. She could quit anyway and be fucking loaded. Did you not see her place?
Let's move on just to keep the pace
going. I could keep going on this movie forever.
Speaking of dramatic, but light and fun and Christmassy, Love Actually.
I want to see this, and I haven't seen it. But I want to see it so bad.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You do indeed.
It's one of these movies that has, you know, the multiple storylines that all kind of are woven together somehow. They all connect.
And they're all amazing.
You know what I'm saying? Like Crash or...
Valentine's Day.
What's another one?
Well, I seen one scene, and I was just like, I have to see it, because the guy's holding up, like, the little poster thing trying to talk to her while her boyfriend's in the other room, and yes. I was like, I love it.
Her husband is in the other room.
And her husband and him are best friends. Ooh.
Oh, see,
it's deeper than you thought it was.
Now I have to see it.
You have to see it. It's fantastic. All the storylines are amazing in themselves, and then it's neat how they kind of cross over, so.
But not overly cross over. It's like...
It's really cool.
Hugh Grant as the Prime Minister. Oh, it's so
good. Yeah, it's so good. So good.
We don't have anything to say except so good.
So good. What else?
Jen, you got one?
I have one that I don't like.
Oh, let's hear it.
It is the Frosty the Snowman, the animated one, and I have a reason.
Okay.
I stayed at my godparents' house, and their little daughter wanted to watch it over and over for about 3 days straight. And because it's only half an hour, you can watch that quite a bit. It's like an hour and a half movie. You're like, okay, you know, you can watch it two or three times, and it takes up half the day. Half an hour movies take up the whole day.
Oh, no, so somebody ruined it for you. You were completely, overly satiated.
I And then by about, probably about, I'd say about the 30th or 40th time, I was like, I can't watch this anymore.
Oh, that's tragic.
I know, and I did like it, but now it's just like, I can't sit through it.
Tragic. You know, I always, I never really, like, I love it because it's classic and, you know, nostalgic and all this, but I really fucking hated that they had to make him melt. Like, what the fuck?
He melts?
He fucking melts.
I don't remember that.
This is where, right, Jan, am I right?
Yeah, I think so. Near the end.
Wow.
Yeah. Like the song.
You know, yeah, we're teaching kids about death and dying, and I don't think it's appropriate at Christmas.
Well, we lied to them anyway, so might as well teach them about death and dying.
This is true.
You know, I've heard that religious groups don't like it because it promotes, like, witchcraft, because the hat is magical and it turns into life. I'm like, everything about Christmas folklore for kids is magical. Why are you picking on Frosty the Snowman? You know, pick on Santa and his flying reindeer.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, really, give me a break, like... Oh, I hate this. Don't even get me started on, like, and you can't say Merry Christmas anymore.
I'm saying Merry Christmas.
It reminds me of the South Park episode. Where they're in green leotards with a shark. This is the only thing nobody will complain about.
I haven't seen that, but all I remember from South Park is Hanky the Christmas Pooh.
Oh, yeah.
I used to be able to do his voice. Not anymore.
Oh!
That's a tease.
You're a tease, Jen.
Vacation.
Oh. Awesome. Awesome. We have this forever now.
Yep.
Oh, good lord.
You are now an MP3, Jen.
Your soundbite's gonna be viral. It's gonna go viral.
So, Christmas Vacation, Chevy Chase, anyone?
I've seen that once. Kay. A few years ago.
Okay.
I did like it. I don't remember a lot of it because I've only seen it once.
Right. Do you remember him being trapped in the attic and finding presents and watching home movies? And
yeah, I remember, like, the was it a squirrel in the tree?
Yes.
I always remember.
Yes, there was a squirrel in the tree. There's so many shenanigans in this movie. Like,
yeah.
Because that's his whole shtick, right? Is he's just a goofball. He's super clumsy. He can't just quite get anything quite right, you know?
I gotta say, the dinner scene is in the top few where they're crunching on the dried piece of shit turkey.
Yes.
And it's just all you hear is the chewing and the clanging of cutlery. Yeah. And everybody's uncomfortable.
He's just he's the most lovable screw up, eh?
Yeah.
I love Chevy Chase in these movies. I think the Christmas Vacation is my all-time favorite vacation movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to watch this one again.
Have you seen the other vacation movies?
I've seen one of them, but I don't remember which one it was because it was so long ago.
Well, there's the first one is Vacation, which is where they road trip to Wally World.
It's like a theme park.
Don't think it was, I don't remember which one.
Because there's Vegas Vacation too, and that one's awesome.
Yeah, I've heard you guys mention that one.
Some would very much disagree with us on that, but it's awesome.
Yeah.
What about Elf?
See, I'm in trouble again.
Well, that's not like a classic that we would expect you to see.
No,
but it's just.
But everyone I know has seen it, and they talk about it. We were talking about it last night when I was hanging with friends. They're talking about Elf, and I'm like, oh.
It's cute. It's really funny.
It's nice to see Will Ferrell kind of. It's not like a vulgar, idiotic role. He's just this sweet, innocent, wouldn't hurt a fly. Gigantic epitome of Christmas Elf. He's so innocent.
Yeah, he really is. It's really cute. So I would suggest that one for you if you haven't seen it.
Jeez, I'm going to have a list long.
I bet you she's seen The Santa Claus.
Tim Allen?
Yes, I've seen all three.
Okay. Wow,
you beat me.
Yeah, because we haven't seen the third one. We're kind of boycotting the third one a bit.
No, I saw part of the third one on a plane.
Okay.
What, any thoughts?
It was okay. It's definitely not as good as the first one by far.
Right.
But it's worth seeing. I mean, it kind of goes along with, I think that's the one with Jack Frost and Martin Short, so.
It is. Good job.
Short's always funny.
He is. I mean, like, I'm willing to give it a shot, but I love the first two so much that I'm just terrified by the looks of the third one.
I don't remember the second one very well. I know I've seen it, but I don't remember it.
It's good. He's like.
Yeah, me either, but I know the first one was great.
He's looking for Mrs. Claus? Yeah. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yes.
Do you have anything else on your list, Jen?
I thought of it while we were talking. It's another TV one. It's called All of the Other Reindeer.
Oh.
It was like a, on Fox, says Drew Barrymore plays this little dog who thinks that Santa is calling for her because he calls for Olive, the other reindeer, and her name is Olive. So she's like, oh, I must be a reindeer.
Oh, cute.
It's really cute. It was, it, Fox, I can't remember, it was Matt Groening made it, so it's like the Simpson guy made it.
Oh, can they have, you buy like, it on
alcoholic
YouTube?
Alcoholic penguin.
Oh. You hear this, bitch? Can I buy it on YouTube, asshole?
I'll see. Drew Barrymore is super cute. Super cute. I'll see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, and there's like a disgruntled postman because he hates Christmas because of all the parcels, so he tries to kidnap her, and he doesn't want her to get to like the North Pole to help Santa because one of the reindeers broke his leg, I think.
Disgruntled post worker. That usually doesn't turn out well in the real world, eh?
And it's kind of a musical. There are musical numbers. I mean, the post office starts, postman starts singing about how he hates Christmas at, like, the beginning of the movie.
Awesome.
Too many letters to Santa.
Parcels, and it breaks his back. It's really funny.
Awesome.
I have one that Chantal showed me the other day that she had just seen, and it was one of those... Oh, your phone is going off.
Sorry.
Way to go.
Yeah.
You're so popular. So she watched it, and it was one of those where it's like, you have to show it to someone else immediately because you liked it so much.
Yes.
And that was Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn.
Yes.
I want to see this. This is another one I'm like, I don't like Vince Vaughn, but ooh, I like Reese Witherspoon. So I'm like, this is iffy.
Oh, it's tricky because my favorite part of this movie was Vince Vaughn. There were some other hilarious supporting characters, like Jon Favreau's in it, and he plays this... Okay.
He plays
Vince Vaughn's brother, actually, and he's just hilarious. Like, he's such a douchebag. It's fantastic.
And, like, I mean, it revolves around them going to different Christmas parties or whatever with their families, but you could watch it any time of the year because it just, it wasn't that Christmassy.
It's true. It wasn't super festive or anything, but it was so hilarious.
It takes place at Christmas time, basically.
Yeah, like, yeah. Their parents are divorced.
It's a romantic
so
comedy.
So that's why they have four homes to go to.
Gotcha.
You know,
see,
it's
another one to add to this ever-growing list.
Yeah. I know, the list goes on and on and on. I think we've only got... we do have more.
If we're going to end on one, it should be this one.
But Jen, first, do you have anything else?
No, I think that was all I have.
Okay,
well, I got one.
Okay, go ahead, Ange.
We should end with, I think we'll all three of us agree, is one of the best Christmas movies ever, Home Alone.
Yes, because I just watched that last night.
I'm saving it. I haven't watched it yet this year.
Now, I don't know if you agree, Jen. You probably do, because we're all the same age. Home Alone 1 and 2 are the only two that are acceptable
in
this
series.
Oh,
yes, and I like Home Alone 2 better, because I seen that one more as a kid. Plus, the idea of getting stuck in New York just sounds fun.
Home Alone 2 is so neck and neck with the first one for me, because of the shenanigans in the house that's being renovated. His aunt and uncle's house or whatever it's supposed to be. And the pranks that he's playing on the robbers are just as funny in the second one as they are in the first.
Well, it was funny. I was even watching the first one last night, and I'm going, oh, wait, the cop is actually the robber. Like, at the beginning of the movie, there's this cop randomly standing there, and you can't really figure out why.
Yeah.
And it just dawned on me last night that, oh, wait, that's Joe Pesci.
It is.
Okay. I was like, wow, I feel sad.
That's awesome. Did you not totally love the toy store in the second one? Was it F.A.O. Schwartz? Was it supposed to be? Or was it a fictional one? Anyway, either way, didn't you love that?
I did. I was like, I want to go there. Of course, it came out in, I think, 1992, so you're just like, I'm a kid, I want to be there.
I just found the bird lady really depressing. Like,
yes.
I felt so effing bad for her. Like, I almost couldn't enjoy myself, because I was like, Jesus Murphy, she's feed the birds. Like,
there's a sad elderly person in both movies.
It's true! What is that about?
They just like making us feel depressed at Christmas.
I just, in the first one, I'm more attached to the first one, personally. And I wanted to be him. I wanted to be alone. I wanted army men. I wanted to root through a trunk of, you know, knickknacks. And I wanted to
porn stash.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to shoot a BB gun into the
laundry chute, which we never had one of those either. I wanted a laundry chute.
Yes. I wanted to order pizza by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wanted to do grocery shopping by myself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Totally. And the ice cream dish that he makes, it's like fucking chock full of marshmallows.
It's like a foot high.
It's a foot high.
But looking at it last night, I was going, oh, that would be so bad.
It, yeah, it's not...
Because as a kid, you're just just like, that'd be freaking great, isn't it? You're like, and I'll be in the bathroom forever.
And the sled down the stairs always bugged me, because you could tell from the angle at the top of the stairs that it was not aligned quite right. Yes. And he would have smashed into the wall.
Oh, yeah, with one of those toboggan things, that front thing would have flipped, and down the stairs he would have went.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Not realistic.
No. But still enjoyable to watch.
Totally. Love it. All right. I think that's that about does it for the list. And we're going to move on to our next segment.
We talked about charismatic characters.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Jen, you prepared
one? I thought
of one.
When you guys asked me this.
Okay, let's hear it.
I'm going to go with Rizzo the Rat from The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Awesome. Awesome.
I can't help watching that movie. I love him. When he gets his tail lit on fire, it cracks me up.
I love it.
Because he's like, light the lamp, not the rat. Light the lamp, not the rat.
I need to rewatch it so bad.
I watched it last week, so I'm just, it's in my brain.
I love it. Awesome. Was it hard to pick just one character?
Actually, when you guys suggested that, he was instantly the one I thought of, just because I love that movie and I think he's the best character in the whole movie.
Awesome.
Our charismatic character, it doesn't mean as much because you haven't seen it, but we'll explain it to you. We've chosen Colin Frizzle from Love Actually. And
okay.
He's kind of a minor character. He's in one of the storylines. And he's basically kind of he's so charming, but I'm sorry, he's ugly. He's like this ugly, charming English guy, and he can't get any chicks. And he decides at the beginning of the movie that he's going to America, because American girls are sluts, and
and that they're going to love his accent.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to be the cute English guy, and I'm going to go to America, and the women are more beautiful and whatever. And you kind of have to see it to understand why
He's so lovable. He's so lovable.
And you're so happy for him because he goes to America and his plan, his ridiculous, improbable plan, comes to fruition in the first 5 minutes that he sets foot on American soil. And you're so happy for him. You really are.
It's so true.
In fact, I read in the trivia that he turned down his paycheck for his final day of work because the scene was him and three lovely ladies.
Okay.
Well, I'll just, I don't want to ruin it for Jen, so she's going to watch it, but it was such a fun scene to film, and, like, you know, lucky guy.
Yeah.
And he turned down his paycheck because he said, I would do that for free.
That's awesome.
Colin Frizzle.
Oh, men, they'll do anything for free.
If it involves three chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it involves three chicks, they'll do anything.
Yeah. True that. All right. Moving on.
Stump the Synob. This is the trivia game that we play.
And we're so excited to have Jen with us for this segment. We've never actually brought anyone else into it.
No. She's infiltrated the inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's one of us.
Yeah. It's fun because I'm not just quizzing you and you quizzing me. It's...
I know. She's going to quiz us.
You can't cheat because you can't actually see mine.
I know.
Let's
not that you do, but you know.
I say we do this like back and forth because we have a few questions prepared, and a little birdie tells me you have several questions prepared.
A few.
Okay. Chantal, would you like to quiz Jen with the first question?
I think she should go first because she has three and we have two.
Jen, you have three?
Three or maybe four. I'm not really sure, but the fourth one, if anybody will actually know it.
You never know. Go ahead. Hit us up.
Okay, the first one is from Muppet Christmas Carol, and it is, what do they make at the Fozziwig factory?
Oh, no. Wigs? I haven't watched it in such a long time.
Oh, I can just dump you already.
I know, like I said, it's such an expensive DVD, and I'm a cheapskate.
Get up, Nellers.
Do you have a guess?
I am drawing a complete blank.
It's the Rubber Chicken Factory.
Oh!
Woo! Is there...
Because
they're
flinging rubber chickens everywhere.
She got us. In the first one.
Damn.
All right. We're going next. Jen. Okay. Who composed the score for Nightmare Before Christmas?
Danny Elfman, isn't it?
It is! Woo!
And the only reason I know that is because I've heard you guys mention it.
But hey,
this is what happens when I listen to the Tim Burton one over.
That's awesome.
But that is a movie you've loved and rewatched a million times. Oh, yeah. So that's
I've
fair.
I've seen it a million times.
It's fair.
And Danny Elfman does the singing voice for Jack Skellington, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, go. Hit us.
Okay. This one's from Home Alone 2. It's, at the toy store, what does the cashier give to Kevin?
He gives a turtle dove ornament off the tree.
Yes. Well, I had a Christmas tree ornament. I'm assuming it's the dove.
Yeah,
it's the dove. There's two. They're kind of, like, linked. And then he gives one to the feed the birds lady. and he keeps one for himself. It's so touching.
Chantel, good one.
Yay, me. Okay, Jen.
I'm gonna ask one.
Okay, cool.
I'm gonna ask one. Jeez. Damn it. In Home Alone, what are the names of the two robbers?
Oh, dear God. I even watched this yesterday.
You can do it. Just think about it.
I really can't remember because I fell asleep.
Really?
I'll give you one and see if you can get the other, okay?
Okay.
Marv? Marv? Marv?
Oh,
and?
Jesus.
It's a horrible feeling when you know, but you don't know, eh?
Oh, because I know the second you say it, I'm going to be like, well, of course.
Marv and Harry.
Why was I thinking Marv and Farb?
That would have been better. Bonus point. Bonus point.
Okay.
Bonus point. What was the name of their little crime syndicate? They gave themselves a nickname as
the Wet Bandits. Woo! Because I remember that. Because he's like, why are you doing that again? The water?
Awesome. Jesus, Mav.
Mav.
I'll keep going. Well, they'll know exactly which houses you hit.
And it comes back to bite them in the end, doesn't it?
It sure does.
With that happy ending.
Okay, I'll go with another one from Up a Christmas Carol, because I wanted to actually remember the number. How many brothers and sisters does Rizzo have? Because they say when they're in the past in the schoolyard, they're sitting on the little shelf, and they're talking about being an only child, I think.
He has... he has...
Chantal has a blank stare on her face.
She can see me.
I can see you.
But thanks for the play-by-play.
Oh, sorry. Our listeners can't see you. You look terrified.
I'm terrified. Well, see, I don't remember, but I'm going to take a wild guess because he's a rat and they have lots of... Do they have litters? Litter? What's the word for it? I don't know.
Children?
That's being kind.
I'm going to say he has 800... And 43.
It's 1,274 brothers and sisters.
That was my second guess.
That was exactly my second guess.
1,274.
Damn it.
So it was like a random number. That's a crap load of children.
Damn it. She has stumped us. Oh, two man. Out of three.
She's picking the one that I'm too cheap to buy on DVD.
I know.
Well, I do have one that you both have seen. I'm just not sure you actually will know it because I didn't, but I had to look it up.
Okay, go ahead.
What is the name of Iris's house? Because it's in the front.
It is,
Something cottage. Something cottage.
Oh, hold on.
I can picture Cameron Diaz going, do you know where the cottage is?
Is that right, though? Cottage?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, good one, Jen. Good one.
Good one, because it's... Almost there, but it's not there.
It's a flower.
Rosewood Cottage.
No.
Rose.
Close. Rose. So close.
No, it's...
Rose stem.
Oh!
Wild rose.
No.
Can I use a lifeline?
Call a friend.
Mom! She wouldn't know.
Marv! Nope.
Okay,
and it's going to kill me. It's going to kill me when you say it.
Rose Hill Cottage.
God damn it.
You're so close.
I'm not worried.
I got two out of three words.
I know, so I was like, oh no, she can get it.
That's sad because I've seen it so many times, I should know this.
Well played, Jen. Well played.
Wow, good one.
I just typed in the movies I had and was like, let's see if I can find trivia. And apparently somebody has made, like, trivia to, like, every single movie. And you can play the little game.
Hell yeah, go on IMDb and just pick a title and then you can click, fun facts.
Yeah, I do that too. Yeah. I get
bored. I do that too. It's fun. Just read through trivia and dialogue and all kinds of stuff.
It's fun.
That was a good round of Stump the Synopsis. Good round. So much more fun with another person.
Good round. Thanks so much for joining us, Jen. It was a blast to have you.
No problem. I've been excited.
It's finally happened.
Well,
I know. I think I've been talking about this since, what, September?
It's been a while.
It was your idea, wasn't it?
I think so. Sure, anyway. I'll take credit.
We were gonna collaborate for Halloween, but we were assholes and that never happened.
Yeah. So we'll definitely do this again sometime. Check out www.cinemaobsessed.com for more movie obsession.
And to find where Jen has come from in the blogging world. You can see her links.
Yep.
Yes.
Check us out. Thanks, Jen. No problem. Merry Christmas!
Woo! Merry Christmas!
And happy